Hey, today I want to talk about how you can get people traveling from further afield to come to you for personal training. Now, this is a very common objection that people meet even before people are prepared to come and see you for a consultation or something that's not so committal. And we had a question the other day in our group as to how can we overcome this and complete the sale for people that we know that we can help. You might already have some people that travel from quite far, and you struggle to get people who live the same distance away to come and see you. So, what is this all about? There are two big things I want to talk about, and hopefully, you can take a lot from this and implement this today, just into your consultations to have people sign up no matter how far they're coming from, within reason, obviously. So, a key thing to acknowledge is how far someone is willing to travel is in direct correlation to how much value they see in your service. Now, I'm going to go and actually define the term value as it relates to personal training in a moment, because that's a word that gets banded around a lot. But if we work on developing our skills in being able to instill value, and by that I mean communicate what you can do and how that will help the individual completely change their state of health and fitness and give them a whole new body. And they're going to be more likely to make that commitment. So I like the acronym C, SEE. And these three things, I think, comprise value really, really succinctly. And we can apply what you do to this acronym. So first of all, we've got speed, which is the first letter, right? And the question is, well, how quickly will the prospect, let's put the first person onto the prospect, how quickly will I get a result? How soon will I start seeing some change? The better you can answer that question, both with logic and with proof, the more value the person's going to see in what you do. Because they know that if they start today, they'll start feeling different tomorrow or next week or in a month or whatever that might be. Then they can start to assign a value to what you do. Because they're basically, in very logical terms, they're saying, if I pay you today and money leaves my account today, how soon will I see a return on that payment, that investment, you might be calling it, right? But the clearer you can make specific suggestions and projections about how they're going to feel differently and what they're going to see in themselves, the more likely they'll be able to justify the payment, not just to make it today or in the consultation, but a day later, a week later, a month later. Because if you're the type of person that does sometimes struggle with people signing up and then tomorrow or the day after or the day after that messaging you saying, actually, I've had to think about it and I don't want to continue. The problem is that they were got really excited when they met you and they spoke to you, but they didn't have enough logic and rationale to justify it when the emotion and the excitement settled down. So the first part of value is about speed. The second is about ease. Right, the first E is ease. How easy is it for me as the prospect to get results? How little do I have to sacrifice to get there? So this is where you want to paint a picture. You don't want to look, don't want to wrap them in cotton wool, but what you do want to do is help them see that they can do it and it's very achievable. Again, like other people like them that are in a similar or were in a similar position to they are now have managed to do this. Despite the lack of time, despite the lack of experience in the gym or exercise, despite this, despite that, they were still able to do it because we make it really easy and achievable for you. And so ask yourself, how can you present the journey that they're going to go on, particularly in the first 30, 60 days, as a step-by-step, easy to follow, fully supportive process that will minimize the chances of them getting absolutely stuck and them failing or giving up? How can you help them see that that journey is very doable? Obviously, you're going to be there every step of the way, but how can you present your services in a way that makes them feel, yeah, okay, I can do that. That's easy. That feels doable. And ease is a really, really big one. The other side of that is sacrifice. So if you can identify what the individual loves or what they've struggled to sacrifice in the past and find a way to allow them, at least in the short or medium term, to not have to make that sacrifice. It's like lowering the hurdle that you have to jump over. It makes the job easier because the challenge in front of me is much more doable. So ease is really important. The third is enjoyment. I think we all know that the best exercise plan or the best nutrition plan for any individual person is the one they're going to stick to for the longest period of time. Because the results they want are going to come over a long period of time. And if someone doesn't enjoy something enough, then they're going to give up on it sooner or later. And probably sooner, right? So how can you present the process as enjoyable? This comes down to the very first moment that you engage with the individual, to be honest. It's not just when you're talking to them in a consultation or some form of taster experience, but how can you present the journey that you're going to go on, and even that experience that you're sharing with them in that moment as enjoyable? How engaging is that experience? How can you show that actually them showing up to do exercise is less of a chore and more of an enjoyable experience? And if you can show people that actually it's fun, you're a person that they will like to spend time with because you don't take things too seriously and yet you still know your stuff. They can see the environment that you're going to be working out in is welcoming and enjoyable to spend time in, and is a place where I can see myself spending a lot of time. If you can show that the experience and how enjoyable that what they're going to do is, they're more likely to engage with you. So we have the acronym SEE: speed, ease, and enjoyment. And if we can work to answer the questions that I've posed you today in the very best possible way, then we're going to get the best result and the best conversion rate from the leads and prospects that you have in front of you today, the people that you're messaging, the people that you have already booked in the diary. And if we can work if we can work at getting better over time, which of course you will, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to a podcast like this, or watching a video like this, our conversion rates will continue to raise over time. And we'll be able to generate more leads, or even if we don't, and we just generate the same number of leads or have the same number of conversations on a daily basis that you're having today, then you'll just convert more of them into prospects, and more of them will become interested in what you do. And then they will travel to you from further afield if necessary. And if you think about that, if you get better at that process, at communicating and instilling value in the people that you talk to, your catchment area has just increased. You'll be able to talk to more people because it doesn't matter if they live 20 minutes or 30 minutes away, because they will travel to you if you can present that your services and the solutions that you offer are the best on the market. They are the very best that they have ever come across, they will ever come across, because you're able to apply that acronym SEE to them and show them how they would be daft to say no. They would be stupid to pass upon this opportunity to work with you because it's easy, it's going to be fast, and it's going to be enjoyable. I messed up the order of that acronym there, but you get what I mean. Okay, so I said there are a couple of steps. The first step is about learning to better communicate value. The second bleeds into this, and it's how you can actually take the features of your service and present them as the solutions to the challenges and the frustrations that you've uncovered through conversing with your prospect. So when you start talking to someone, whether it's in your gym, whether it's online, you want to be asking questions and learning more about where they're at. We use something called the Bridge Model, which is a very simple but powerful communication tool. And it has three steps to it. I'm just going to cover it really briefly now. Step one is understanding where the individual wants to get to, like what's their ideal outcome with their health, their fitness, their body. And you then elaborate and you kind of embellish that. And you want to understand and get them to really unveil what it is that they dream for and they aspire to. Second step is understanding where they're at now. Okay, so how far have you come? What have you done? What have you done to get to where you are today? And where are you today? Like, let's try and place you in this moment versus where you want to get to. And then step three is the bridge. And the bridge is like, what has to change to happen, to what do we have to go through in order to achieve the outcome and stay there for the rest of your life? And so that's more about the plan of action and strategy that we're going to follow to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. Now, that's the third piece of the bridge model here, where you need to then take what you do, and this is much more casual at this stage, is that if someone says they're struggling to keep themselves accountable, then you need to present what you do, or part of what you do as the solution to that. So you can say, well, what I found in the past is that people who have someone to be accountable to, as well as peers who are on the same journey to be accountable to, that they actually feel like they need to do it more because through fear of letting someone down. And that's quite a powerful motivation. Do you see what I mean? And so you're not selling your service directly, but you're showing them that actually this is how I've got results with people in the past to overcome the problem that we've just talked about. Do you feel like you need some support in knowing what to do and when to do it? Well, absolutely. My community is excellent. And the resources inside my community actually give you answers to the common questions and challenges that people face. So wouldn't it be amazing if you had a question, you know where you needed to go at any time of day or night, on any day of the week, at any time of the month, to go and find the answers to those questions. Questions that you know have been asked before by your peers, people that have gone on this journey and walked this path already. Wouldn't that be useful? Of course. And it goes on. Don't know what to do when you're on your own in the gym and you feel like you're wasting your time? Like, of course. Wouldn't it be amazing if actually someone who knew what they were doing, designing you a program specific to you and your problems? Wouldn't that save you a lot of time? Wouldn't that save you a lot of concern and worry that you were just wasting time away? Of course it would. So the first step in this is helping the individual see the value. And you want to show them about the journey that they're going to go on through the lens of see, speed, ease, and enjoyment. And then the second part of this process of having people be able to convince people to travel further to you. And for that matter, like overcome any other potential obstacle on their way to signing up to be a client of yours. Is following that acronym. But then going one step further and figuring out how you can take the features of your service, that is the stuff that you do as part of your package, and assign it to the challenges and frustrations that they feel today. And if you invite them and go on that journey, and by the way, this is all before you actually make an official invitation for them to come and join you. You're just describing like how they need to address their problem and how you've done it for other people in the past. And you're presenting these as, you know, the features as reasons why they need you. And once you get to the end of that conversation, you've tackled every single potential obstacle or problem that they've brought up in conversation. Then you get to the end and you say, well, listen, I would love to work with you and I'd love to invite you to join my program. Here are the prices. How does that sound? Like, ready to start? And most people, once you've gone to once you've kind of given enough detail and you've spent enough time with the prospect at that stage, you will find very little resistance to the end of it because you've completely covered every single question that they didn't even know they had. And I hope that's been useful today, guys. Two steps to help people, to help you convince people to travel from further afield to come and see you for personal training. And I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Cheers, bye.